welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. The management of risk factors for atherosclerotic coronary artery disease is something that we've covered regularly on these broadcasts. It is the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, is important to watch. And if we lower it in somebody who has no previous disease, that's called primary prevention. The benefits of intervention, in our case today for this poem, interventions like drugs, can be very different for primary prevention than it can be for secondary prevention, and the two really need to be studied separately. We know that patients without known coronary vascular disease are generally at much lower baseline risk of cardiovascular events than people who have known coronary vascular disease. So the decision as to whether to treat LDL depends on an individual's global risk, and it is smaller for those with no prior history. Most drugs we know come with a burden, both in terms of cost and in terms of risk, and so we need to carefully weigh the risks and benefits, and this becomes even less clear as we look at the elderly. There are very few elderly patients enrolled in randomized trials, particularly of statins. The outcomes of therapy in this age group haven't been very well studied. And since the death rate from all causes increases with age, it's difficult to demonstrate a long-term benefit of statin therapy. You found a very interesting article. It was published in Lancet in 2020. It starts on page 1673. It answers or attempts to answer the question, does lipid lowering reduce major vascular events in patients who are 75 years or older? Mark.
Yeah, this is an area of quite a bit of controversy. And as you said, previous studies have found less benefits of statins in older patients. And this current meta-analysis, they found a previously published individual patient data meta-analysis where the investigators from 24 different studies of statins got together and pooled their data. So that was one component. They found two studies of ezetimibe, which is one of those new PCSK9 inhibitors. Two of ezetimibe, which is Zetia, and then two of PCSK9 inhibitors. They treated the individual patient meta-analysis as one huge study, and it provided over half of the total of 21,500 patients 75 and older in the meta-analysis. So basically, they had several different data sources. The studies ranged from 640 to 3,400 patients. In most of these studies, they were of secondary prevention rather than primary prevention, but these authors combined data from primary and secondary prevention. And that's two really different questions. You know, there's one question of what do you do with a patient who's had a heart attack? And it's pretty clear most of them benefit from a statin. It's another question, do older patients for primary prevention benefit? So considering only the statin trials, they found lower risk of cardiovascular events like MI and stroke and cardiovascular death in the statins. The relative risk was 0.82. For the non-statin trials, the relative risk was 0.67, but a somewhat broader confidence interval, still statistically significant. Then they combined all of it, primary and secondary prevention, statin, non-statin, which I think is totally inappropriate. So I don't think the authors were not really rigorous about how they decided to do their analysis. But I took a deep dive into the appendix and found that buried in the appendices, they did separate out the data for primary prevention. And so for primary prevention in patients 75 and older using statins, there was absolutely no reduction in major vascular events. It was 2.6% per year in the statin group, 2.7% in the control group. There was also no difference in all-cause mortality for primary or secondary prevention in studies of statins or non-statins. The relative risk was 0.97. So bottom line, this meta-analysis inappropriately combines data from primary and secondary prevention, statins and non-statins in older adults. I think it probably is helpful for secondary prevention in those older patients, but absolutely not proven for primary prevention. There is an Australian trial underway called the STARI trial. They're currently recruiting 18,000 older adults and randomizing them to atorvastatin 40 or placebo, and they are focusing on primary prevention. So I think hopefully that's going to give us a lot more clarity about lipids for primary prevention. Results are expected in about 2 years.
I'm glad that someone's paying attention to this. And, you know, as listeners will know, this is a huge marketed drug. I mean, the statin class, I mean, I think we spend, it's number two in terms of how much money we spend as a nation. So if we can stop doing that, that's great. But if it's important and it shows that, you know, we really need to do more of this, that's also important to know.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think there's also the two kind of intertwined questions of, you know, one is, do you start somebody anew on a statin when they're 70 or 73 or 75? On the other hand, if somebody's been taking a statin successfully for 10 or 15 or 20 years, tolerating it well, doing fine, happy, do you take them off it? And I think those are in some ways different questions. And I certainly, based on these data, I probably wouldn't be starting someone who's 75 and older on a new statin. At the same time, I probably don't feel like we have data on whether to stop it or not. And I'd probably continue it in someone who's been successfully tolerating and taking it and wants to continue taking it.
That's fair. The other thing before we leave is I think it's only fair to call Lancet on the fact that that this was not an easy study to understand, and they should know better that these two areas of primary and secondary prevention could have very different answers, and combining them, people shouldn't have to do the kind of deep dive that you did to be able to decipher was this primary or secondary prevention.
Yeah, that's why we're here for our faithful listeners. So
we will talk with you in a week. Thanks.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. ¶¶